So Akediti does three things. We have communities, we build, we provide services, and you see some of our clients just now. And also we build products, we build technology, and we every day we have fun doing stuff like this in Ghana and also in the UK. So we have Ken Schwaber, who's the co-creator of Scrum, the guy who actually, created Scrum with Jeff Sutherland as one of our global partners. And then we got Scrum.org, which you learn a little bit more about Scrum.org. They do a lot of the certifications for people who are keen to learn about Scrum. So we've got all of this, and we have a daily motivational thing because we love the idea of transforming people into superheroes. If you were to have a superpower, what would I be? To be fast. Who knows X-Men? X-Men, yeah? Like all those Marvel magazines. I love cartoons, by the way. And I'm into like Marvel films, and I love them. And if you were to have a superpower, what would that be? Brain power. Amazing, yeah? Oh, the power of sight and all of that stuff. It's so, and you already have it. Guess what? You guys are actually superheroes and superheroes. It's just that you have to build that potential. You have to bring that potential out. So we have all of this stuff that we're doing, across the organization. You can visit Akediti later to find out. We're a small organization, but we have a massive purpose. We have a massive dream. And we have clients in different places. And these are some of our clients. We're currently working very closely with KLM in Amsterdam, Netherlands. Our brother here is also in Netherlands, where we're helping the KLM business to become agile and also introducing new digital technologies, coaching the executives, training the executives, right from the boardroom, from the executive committee, from the executive members, all the way right through to people working in the hangars, people working with airplanes, cabin crew, people working with customers, sales and marketing people. We're helping the KLM business to basically modernize, to transform through the agile way of working and also new technology. We're a small African company, but we're helping a massive global brand like KLM to transform because we have a purpose, we have a dream. And we believe that solutions can come from Africa. Solutions can come from African people. Solutions can come from everywhere. And we, as professional people, we're really good at what we do. We're very proud of what we do. And we're working with some of the biggest names in the world. Capital One Bank. This is one of the top 10 banks in the world. We did some work with Capital One Bank in the UK, helping them to become agile, helping them to build new technology from cloud, from big data, APIs, different things. But we're a small company. We're very humble. We're a small company. And we just really have hearts. And we have a lot of good people that we're working with around the world, partners, associates, consultants who are really good people. We just know where to look because we don't look to make money. Oh. I see your faces are looking like, huh? The room is like, everybody just like, huh? We don't look to make money. That is not our purpose. Our purpose is to create value. Because when we create value, when we give value, the money will come. So we follow our passion. And our passion is to make the world a better place, whether through technology, through events like this, through products. So we don't follow money first. We don't follow revenue first. We don't follow profit first. We don't chase those things. Those things are material. They will disappear like that. But value, we focus on value. And when we create value, people just keep coming back to you because they know you have something of value to offer. So we don't chase money and we don't chase those things first. We help the organizations to become better. So we show them what we can do to help them. Not going in there and said, we want to make money first and, trying to push. Oh, you need more people, we need to give you more consultants, we need to put bums on seats, or we need to give you more developers. We don't do that. We ask you, what problem are you trying to fix? What's your biggest problem? What's your biggest challenge? What are you trying to do? Our business is large. We have 40,000 people It's been around for 97 years. We have systems and processes, legacy systems that we're trying to basically change and improve. We have this old culture that we want to make new. We want to modernize, we want to improve, we want to basically cause a new revolution using digital technology. Okay, so where do you want to get to in future? We ask you about your dream, about your journey. We help you shape the journey. So these are some of the names that we have been working with, but we're a small company. Small company. But we have big dreams, we have a big heart. Okay, so it's time for the prize. You all have mobile phones. Know the question? That's fine. If you don't know the answer, that's fine. You have a phone, you have internet, you can Google. So, who can give me a definition for agility? You can Google if you want, and I give you 1 minute.
Go ahead, tell me.
Agility is an enterprise ability to take advantage of opportunities, respond to challenges. Yes, and do so while controlling risk and to be quick and nimble.
To be quick and nimble. Agility. Please, round of applause for this guy. What's your name? That's a present for you. You're welcome, sir. What's the name again?
Bernard.
Yes. Nice. That's a present from Ghana. Hey. Okay, next question. And please, you have mobile, you have internet. Now give me, who can tell me, what's the definition for Scrum? What's Scrum? Did you all hear that? Now, please put your hands together. Please step forward. And that's a present for you. Now, next question, very quickly. Lean, who can tell me what's lean?
Startup world ability to think, learn, and grow. They can build, learn, and grow. Build, learn, and grow. But then, let me go
and remove waste, right? Okay, please step forward. Well done. And tell me your name again.
Ivan.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. Enjoy. Okay, guys, now the last question. Who can tell me, what is Kanban? Check your phones. Very quickly, you got a minute. A guy in the back there, I see a hand. Check your phone, please use the microphone. What's your name and tell us what is Kanban?
My name is Alex. So I'll explain it the way I've seen it. So Kanban in project management, you have stages. So you put stages in columns. And then you have tasks in the project. So each task, you move it as charts as per each stage of the project. That's how I understand Kanban.
Wonderful. Well done. Okay. So who can tell me what Kanban means in Japanese? Please put your hands together. Round of applause for... Is it Alex?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. What does it mean in Japanese? Again, I'll pick a lady. What does Kanban mean in Japanese?
It's a Japanese manufacturing system.
We're very close, but just one word, Kanban. What does it mean in Japanese? Google, happy for you to go.
Kanban, I can't pronounce it.
Okay. Go ahead. A definition. Oh, sorry, just a word. What does the word mean in Japanese?
A scheduling system.
Sorry?
A scheduling system.
A what system? Use a microphone.
A scheduling system.
Okay, well, step forward. Wonderful, that's good. Well done, put your hands together for... Kanban, just one word. Step forward, signboard, billboard, to visualize. To visualize. Okay, so what's your name? Jay?
Jerry.
Jerry? Yes. Okay, nice to meet you. Then that's for you. Okay, round of applause. So there you go. So you guys have learned a little bit from your own people about agility, agile, Kanban, lean, and scrum. And you can go to the website and learn a little bit more about all of this stuff. So, agile. Okay, so disruption is everywhere. That's what it says up there. Well, guess what? The world is changing really quickly, very quickly. More than one third of businesses today will not survive the next 10 years. More than one third of businesses today will not survive the next 10 years. By Gartner. Gartner is a global agency. They do lots of analysis and research. The CEO of Xerox, Ursula Burns, says, the world is changing. We all know this. And as that world changes, if you don't transform your company, you're stuck. Change is everywhere. The world is moving so fast. I remember one time growing up, there was only one phone in the town. It was in the post office. Now everybody's got mobile phones. So much has been happening around us. The biggest publisher in the world doesn't even impress. It's called Facebook, where in one day, 1 billion people log on. And in so many things, Airbnb, yeah, the biggest hotel company in the world, and they do not own a single hotel. And guess what? What about Uber? The biggest taxi firm in the world. And the story goes on and on and on. The world is changing so quickly. 50% of Fortune 500 companies have dropped off the list in the last 12 years. The FTSE 100 was created in 1984. Out of the 100 companies in 1984 that created the FTSE 100, only four remain. Now that tells you a lot. Even the best companies. Do any of you remember Nokia? You have Nokia phone? Did you used to have a Nokia phone? Where's Nokia today? What happened to Kodak and Polaroid? Yeah? Nokia, Kodak, Polaroid, some of these companies, some of the biggest and the best names that we used to use. Other companies like Barclays Bank, 325 years old, are forced to change. Now, I don't even know my relationship manager at my bank. I've not even stepped into my bank in 20 years because of online banking and mobile banking. I don't even know who my relationship manager is because I can do everything, transfer money, make payments, pay salaries, do everything on my phone. I can talk to all my kids on my phone every morning. Just like that, via WhatsApp group. I have a group. Are you ready for school? What are you doing? I need a daily update. What are you doing today? I'm getting ready for school. What are you doing later today? Yeah, we even have a scrum board in the kitchen at home. Yeah, we have to, the family uses, yeah, scrum. And look at all these, the millennial, when we look at perception, millennials and those below the age of 34. It's incredible. Our perception of these companies, from Amazon all the way through to Microsoft and Salesforce, and older people, our perception, those above the age of 35, our perception of these companies and technology is different. So the world is really moving at a very fast pace. But as this world of information grows exponentially, we have access to so much information. Organizations haven't changed that much. They're still moving in this very linear fashion. So imagine that we all have access to so much information, but organizations really are still moving linear. Structures are still very hierarchical. Who's heard of a company called Zappos? Yeah, Zappos, they're based in Vegas, and Zappos with Tony. Tony is doing some really great work with Zappos with Holacracy. They took out the whole management layer and said, no more managers. Took out the whole management layer. They're completely changing their business model. Some people left voluntarily, others were forced to leave. So the change that is happening is constant. Change is always constant in life, as we know. The world has changed significantly in the last 30 years. The emergence of computers, mobile, robotics, AI, e-commerce, so many things have changed from Alibaba, so many things, M-Pesa, so just happening constantly. not this. New ways of interaction, engagement, thinking, living, working, social interactions. We're dealing with today's technology, but guess what? Tomorrow's technology is already here. And the day after tomorrow, that technology is already here. It's amazing when you open your eyes and look around you. Some of the best companies are really innovating. They're changing the paradigm completely. A few organizations that use Agile, from the FBI, Central, the CIA, Ghana Police Service is the first organization, the first police organization in Africa to become an Agile organization. The new Inspector General of Police in the Ghana Police Service is transforming the Ghana Police Service to become an Agile organization. It is probably one of the top, a few top, organizations around the world, that police organizations that are becoming Agile. Look at that. Oh, by the way, was anybody from Microsoft in here? Microsoft? Okay. You see, Oga, I make Microsoft very big because they paid my way to come here. I know where my bread is buttered, eh? So me, I made, you see, all of them are small. I made Microsoft big. So please tell your bosses, I'm promoting Microsoft because you paid my tickets and hotel to come here. So that's why I made Microsoft very big. Who wants any wahala? I beg. Metropolitan Police, Google, Facebook, KLM, British Airways, so many great organizations that are actually adopting this way of working. Why is Agile being adopted? It gives better visibility of what's going on across the organization. It also gives you a better way to adopt or adapt to change. It forces you to focus on business value. So when I was actually in the boardroom, I've worked on the shop floor as a developer, as a project manager, as a scrum master, as a product owner. I've worked as a program manager. I've also been in the boardroom for my sins. I've been in the police service on the rank of an assistant commissioner of police. I've also been in the boardroom as a deputy CEO and a COO. And guess what? We always work on so many different projects all the time, plenty of projects. The key question is, are these projects giving you real value? You have 100 projects, so what? Are you focused on creating value? Are these projects really giving you value? It's not about doing 100 different things. It's about getting value from what you're doing. So Agile really focuses you on business value and risk. It enables you to control risk, to manage risk in real time, and really makes you responsive to change. And that's the part about adaptability. So let's look at agility for those who've been to the website. Smart guy. So agility, Agile and Scrum. Agility is a state of being. We, all of us, are the cheetah generation. The cheetah is the fastest animal on earth, right? We are the cheetah generation. Asia had the tigers, Africa now has its cheetahs. We are the cheetah generation. Agility is a state of being. It's your DNA. Look around you everywhere. People are demonstrating all kinds of agility. Agile basically is a mindset, it's a behavior. When you hit a problem, do you stop and say, oh my God? Or do you say to yourself, how exciting? When you fail at something, do you say to yourself, I'm a failure? Or do you say to yourself, I have discovered another way not to do it? Think about this, that failing does not make you a failure. It is part of the process of experimentation. But the way we've been educated in universities and schools has made us to feel like as if when you fail in something, that it makes you a failure all of a sudden. Or you try a business, it doesn't work, and all of a sudden you think of yourself as a failure. No! Failing at something is part of the process of life. It's an experimentation. So Agile is a set of values which focus on continuous improvement and gives you a set of lightweight technical and management practices to be able to adapt to change. So when you hit a brick wall, you don't say to yourself, oh my God, You say to yourself, hey, this is exciting. How do I do this? If you don't know how to do it, you call a friend. You speak to somebody. Yeah, you call somebody, you do something, you think out of the box. Scrum, Mike Cohn says, Scrum is the management process that allows us to focus on business value. But Ken Schwaber, the guy who co-created Scrum, who's heard of Ken Schwaber? Read about Ken Schwaber. He's really influenced the world of business and transformation and software development. Him and Jeff Sutherland, they co-created Scrum together nearly 30 years ago. Scrum is now 21 years old, but they've been doing it for nearly 30 years. And Ken says, Scrum is easy to understand, but difficult to master. He said, look at it. Oh, you have a big dream. You break it up into small little things. And then you, within 1 to 4 weeks, you take a little, you plan it. You have your daily stand-ups or your daily Scrum, you know, and then you basically review what you've done. Then you do a retrospective. Oh, yeah, it's a framework. But really, Scrum is a framework that is really easy on the surface, but it is difficult to master because it really requires a change in behavior, you know, a change in how people are basically organized. Scrum will force you to think differently. Agile will completely disrupt your organization. So if you want the same old and same old, please don't touch it. That's what I say to my clients around the world. Don't do agile. Don't even try to become agile if you do not want to disrupt your business. If you just want hierarchy, like a military organization, and you want to keep it that way, fine. Don't do Scrum. So it is difficult to master. Waterfall is one of the project management frameworks that we were using many years ago. It used to take us sometimes between 2 to 6 years. We spend like 6 months to 12 months gathering requirements. Then we spend another 3 to 6 months trying to design the idea and the solution. So the people that gather requirements are different from the people who design it. And then months, and then the people who actually implement it, the developers, again, they're a different set of people, and that takes another 12 to 36 months. The people who test it and verify that it is fit for purpose, they're different. So you have 5, 6, 7 different groups of people working on the same solution, and many times they work in a very linear fashion. They don't really work together. It doesn't work very well in the world where customers like yourself, if I tell you, you have to wait 2 years to see that feature on the M-Pesa, or you have to wait another 9 months to see a feature working in your mobile banking or in the ticket queue, Kenya Airways. We don't have that feature, but if you wait 1 year, we can give you that feature in 1 year. Guess what your customer is going to do? They're going to go to another airline, go on their phone, quickly buy a ticket and travel. Not so. We have a generation of people who are insatiable. They're hungry and they're impatient. They want it now. So if you're using Waterfall or you're using the traditional project management frameworks, it's not going to work for your customers because customers want something all the time. And what Agile does is that every 1 to 4 weeks, you can show something to your customer. Not 6 years, not 2 years, every 1 to 4 weeks. In KLM, every 4 weeks, we show to our stakeholders, to the CIO, to the executive vice presidents and the senior vice presidents, we show them results, the changes we're making in the business every 4 weeks, not 6 months, not 12 months. So they give us a budget of 30 million, and every sprint, which is a time box of 1 to 4 weeks, every sprint, we spend maybe 100,000. So the CFO, the chief finance officer, is happy because in the old world, we used to go to the CFOs and say, give me 100 million or give me 50 million. And then we have a big business case. Now we just say, look, we have a $100 million project, but we only need 1 million right now. And when I have spent the 1 million, I'll come and show you results. And if you like it, then we spend more. Isn't that better? To be honest with you, it's really common sense. Would you like somebody to spend your money and you wait 2 years to see what you've done with your money? Of course not. So that's what Agile really does. It forces you to change your business model. So to have an Agile life, It's a difficult one. It's about people and culture. And you don't do agile. And one of my big things I'll share with you today is you don't do agile, you become agile. You be agile. You don't do agile. You cannot do agile. Yeah, doing is completely disconnected from the way of thinking. It's a way of life. Yeah, it's all about consistently embracing change. This is the Scrum framework. And what makes Scrum and the Agile framework so different from PRINCE2, PMI, PMP, PMBOK, Waterfall, and all the other project management frameworks that we have? What makes it so different? It is this incremental, iterative approach that we take. And also having somebody who represents the business and having IT and business people working together every day. Every day, working on ideas, because there's only one customer, not an IT customer or a business customer. There's only one customer. So people working together every day. But what makes it so different from all the other frameworks? The 12 principles, the 12 agile principles, and the 5 Scrum values. If you're able to just do those alone, you'll be amazed at the results that you get. But these values, these agile values, are not easy at all. To have courage in the workplace, it's not easy. Because sometimes when you want to do something, you think you're going to fail or make a mistake, then you think to yourself, I'm not going to do it. I'm not doing it. To have the courage to do something, just try. You fail, it's okay. Focus, really helping people to focus on business value. Commitment, yeah, commitment, helping people to remain connected, to work in a collaborative way. The values of respect. Tell me something, wouldn't you like to have respect in the workplace? Yeah, these are the things that my grandmothers and my grandmother, my grandfather, my parents used to teach us. Now we bring it into the workplace, into our teams and into the businesses that we actually are shaping. And finally, openness. Be open. If you make a mistake, with a big smile on your face, it's my fault. Just put up your hands and with a big smile on your face, don't be afraid. It's my fault. I did it. It's my mistake. I failed. Yeah, it's my fault. Yeah. Openness. If you think something is not right, just say, be open respectfully. Be open respectfully. So the principles and the values is what makes Agile really come alive and what makes Scrum come alive and different from everything else. These values and principles we bring to project organization transformation. Now, you can see this house is like a big mess. They've taken off the layers. Scrum will quickly expose your strengths and weaknesses. So if you don't want to see your weaknesses, then don't touch Scrum. If you don't want to see your weaknesses, don't touch it. If you want to pretend that everything's okay, that's fine. Don't touch Scrum, because it will expose your weaknesses and your strengths very quickly. But where it exposes your weaknesses, you can do something about it, right? You can turn your weakness into an improvement. You can turn your weakness into a strength. So it gives you an opportunity as well to be able to respond and not to react. And then you can turn that mess into a powerful message. You can turn that mess into a powerful message. And that's one of the powerful things about Scrum. Well, if you want to learn how to drive or you want to drive, what do? You have to go and get your provisional driving license. You have to get a driving license. There are many versions of Scrum, you know, so in trying to be agile and be Scrum, you can't just get up and think, oh yeah, it's just a framework, I can just try anything like a cowboy approach. No. There are organizations around, like scrum.org, that we work with, that are helping to certify people, you know, helping them to learn about the basics of Scrum. And also, there's a Scrum guide, which was written by the two people that created Scrum, Jeff Sutherland and Ken Schwaber. By the way, Jeff Sutherland and Ken Schwaber have done quite a lot of work with Microsoft, yeah, in the past. They've worked with the biggest and the best organizations around the world. And Scrum is being used by Google and everyone and so many other organizations. It's incredible what it gives you as a business. Visit the scrum.org website, go to the Scrum guide and download it and read about it. Take some free tests. They have free tests on there. You cannot get into a car and drive on the road in Kenya today without learning how to drive or without your driving license, correct? Correct? There you go. There are different ways to adopt Scrum that organizations are currently using. Some will start Scrum on the shop floor. One team will start, but the organization really, the rest of the organization is not really doing Scrum. But it's very difficult, even though there's one team doing it or some teams doing it, it becomes very difficult where the executives are not into this new way of working. It changes the way of working. Some organizations take this agile approach, like SAFe, Scaled Agile Framework, which is another framework which people are using, not my favorite. I use Nexus from scrum.org, which is very natural, which is very Scrum. And basically, they just take something and just copy and paste. You cannot copy and paste and change culture. It doesn't work. You've got to do it, yeah, bottom up. You've got to do it incrementally, like the third one. It's a gradual and incremental process of changing the culture. When people say they want to change an organizational culture, I said, it will fail. If you try to change an organizational culture, it will fail. Why? Culture is like a shadow. Culture is simply a shadow of the system. If you want to change the organizational culture, what you do is you change what goes on in the system. You change the way people work. You change the processes and the structure. That will produce the culture that you want. If you do it back to front, the culture that you're trying to change will fail because the organization has not changed. You have to change the organization and the way of working before you can change the culture. And again, number four is people become agile. Some organizations, Ken Schwaber and Scrum.org, have introduced something called Scrum Studio. Some organizations are too big, you know, to basically change very quickly. So like KLM, for example, what they've done is they set up a digital studio, which is really Scrum Studio. So you set up a startup, like Barclays Bank, for example. So a big organization like Barclays or KLM will set up a startup alongside the parent organization, and then they basically introduce this change through the startup into the big company. That works as well. So incremental, studio base, or basically you start on the shop floor, but it needs executive buy-in. Some of you should know about John Kotter, the professor on leadership. If you don't know about John Kotter, please go online and read about John Kotter, Harvard professor, who's an expert in leadership and organizational change. John Kotter basically talks about the 8 steps of organization transformation, and you have to create a sense of urgency. Please read up on John Kotter, Professor Emeritus at Harvard, and he's got a book called Our Iceberg is Melting. It's a brilliant book. It's about penguins who are on this iceberg, and they didn't know that the iceberg was melting. And it's a book about change. So read up on this book. It's called Our Iceberg is Melting by John Kotter, and read up about the 8 steps of change that Kotter has introduced, and it's helped many organizations. We also focus in trying to become agile. We focus on building high-performing teams. You know, we create trust. We have crucial conversations about things which are non-negotiable. We also basically look at, you know, how we get results. We create energy. We have a cause. We focus on value. So we focus, it's really about people and creating high-performing, you know, teams within organizations. Businesses do not create profits. People create profits. Businesses do not change. It is people that change. And I have a really passionate thing about people. You know, when organizations have HR, human resources, people are not resources, they're people. Don't talk about people like resources. I don't like that word when they say HR. What is HR? Resources are computers, they're servers, they're mobile phones. These are resources. People are not resources. People are people. Call them employee services, human services, but not HR. So I don't believe in people being called resources. Start the journey. Like Richard Branson says, if you don't look after your employees, they cannot take care of your customers. If you take care of your employees, they will take care of your customers. A lot of people say, oh yeah, we have to do for the customer. Let's focus on the customer first. Carry on. The people are the ones who are going to serve the customer, because when there's a complaint tomorrow, who do they call? The employee, right? There you go. It's people that make businesses great. The difficult thing in this is leadership. We have to move into a new state In becoming agile, we have to move into this new way of thinking. If you're going to introduce agile thinking, agile and scrum into your organization, it forces you to look at leadership and how you lead. Not top down and putting people down. It's about helping people up. Great leaders help other people to become leaders. They don't sit up there by themselves. Great leaders help people to become leaders. But you also have to make an effort to show that you're ready to be a leader. You're ready to step up. You're ready to be responsible and be accountable. So with Agile and Scrum, it really focuses and forces leadership to think in a different way. Not how can you do this? No, how can we do this? So servant leadership is something that we do in our organizations, what we actually try and promote in our work in helping organizations to become more agile. There's so much you have to think about when you're trying to become agile. Is it technology? Is it Scrum Mastery? Is it teamwork? Is it APIs? Is it biomimicry? Is it robotics? Is it artificial intelligence? Is it machine learning? Is it big data? Is it cloud? There's so many things that you have to think about. But guess what? What do you think it's all about? Huh? Please say it for me. It's all about the people. It's empowering people, making people to feel safe, making people to feel that they belong, giving them a sense of value. It's about inspiring people to see a future that is not yet possible, but it is actually real. It's about people. You know, it really forces you to change your behavior. And you, if you can get through this, or you know, behavior change, you know, it really does help in making your organization to become high performing. So executives have to be really committed. It's about vision. It's also about encouraging trust and environment where people can fail. Don't worry, I'm sure you have these slides. But really, executives have to really understand what is going on in the world. I told you earlier on about the world changing so fast, about businesses and organizations going bust. Well, guess what? It's real. Executives have to lead in a different way. Not from the back, they have to lead from the front as well. And also, it's about vision. It's about creating an environment where people feel safe. Africa's rising. That is one of my big messages to you today. Africa's rising. We are the cheetah generation, and nothing is going to actually stop this rise from happening. It is currently happening. It's amazing, the amount of energy. And I believe, and I really can clearly see across the continent with so many startups, that Agile is a strategic accelerator. Scrum is a strategic accelerator for your startups, your middle-sized companies, your big organizations. Agile is a strategic accelerator for your organization or for your products or for your team, whatever you're trying to do. Agile is a strategic accelerator in the 21st century. And rather than wait 2 to 6 years to be giving your customers something or to develop an idea, you can be working and thinking in a different way, in a faster way, because the world is moving so fast. And I really do believe that we have the potential and the possibilities here on the continent to really get into this way of thinking and doing. Look at all these companies. Look at that, M-Pesa, MTN, oh, Nollywood. Who watches Nollywood? Nollywood. Who watches Nollywood? Iroko TV. Yeah. Many years ago, we used to like watch all these Western movies all the time. We used to only have like Western music, Michael Jackson. Okay, they're nice music, yeah, Michael Jackson. But now look at Afrobeat. Yeah. Look at all these companies. MultiChoice, Kenya Airways. Look at all these organizations around the continent that are doing some really great stuff. Africa's really rising. And look at all these companies as well. These are international, multinational companies like Microsoft. You know me, I have to put Microsoft in there, Olga. I know where my bread is buttered. So I don't want any trouble with you guys. I'll put Microsoft right there. So look at all these international global organizations that are operating in Africa. Can you believe that? The continent is rising. Over 1 billion consumers and producers. 50% of the African population under the age of 25, with so much energy, potential, intelligence, power, drive. It's amazing, and it never ceases to amaze me how much we have at our fingertips. Completely out of the box, exponential thinking, growing exponentially faster than ever before is something that we need to think about. Because you know what? It is possible. We don't treat people as resources, we treat them as people. African organizations accelerate and achieve greater agility by thinking exponentially, adopting new technology. And it's not just African organizations. There are many organizations around the world that are actually adopting this way of thinking. If you go to singularity.com and you can visit so many other sites talking about exponential thinking, it's amazing what's currently happening. And EXOs are incredible. An EXO, how long do you think it takes an EXO, an exponential organization, to move from $1 to $1 billion? How long do you think? 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years? How long do you think? Give me some numbers. Sorry? 4 years, okay? How long do you think it takes an EXO to move from nothing to $1 billion? A startup, 5 years. Okay. Guess what? The EXOs of today, with the right technology, with the right agile framework, with the right attitude, they can move from 0 to $1 billion in 8 months. Everybody wants to be an EXO. I can feel it in the room right now. Everybody wants to be an EXO. The average time it takes for a Fortune 500 company to move from 1 to $1 billion was 20 years. Today, it is 8 months for a startup from nothing. From nothing, with no money, nothing, for nothing, just with people. So everything will become digital, from marketing, sales, and service, social, mobile, online, nanotechnology, production. You can print your own car in your garage in future. You can print your own mobile phone. Imagine, I want this new mobile phone, just print it. Click print, and it prints. You can print your own car in your garage. You want a sports car, you design your sports car, and you print it right there in your garage. Technology is just incredible. Look at all of that. Robotics, 3D, so many things, innovation, so many new companies, crowdsourcing, crowdfunding. Everything is becoming digital. So what's the definition for an EXO? I mean, these are all the EXOs that you have. Airbnb, look at these guys. Incredible, because they leverage the right technology, the right attributes. They have the right type of thinking. They're using Agile and Scrum. So what's the definition for an EXO? An exponential organization is one whose impact or output is disproportionately large and at least 10 times larger compared to its peers, because of the use of new organizational techniques that leverage exponential technologies, like Microsoft Azure. Like Microsoft, what did I say? help me now. Microsoft, what's in? No, I haven't heard. Microsoft what? Microsoft what? We're not talking about AWS, not Amazon Web Services here. Don't talk about AWS. What did I say? Microsoft what? Microsoft Azure, cloud technology, all that stuff. Yeah, these guys are employing, they're leveraging new technologies like from Microsoft. Yeah, I'm plugging Microsoft there. Look at that. Just look at this. The typical Fortune 500 company took 20 years. Yeah? Google took what? 8 years to become $1 billion. Facebook, less than 6 years. Look at that. Snapchat. WhatsApp. All of you, who has WhatsApp? Show me your hands. Who has WhatsApp? Everybody has WhatsApp? Look at WhatsApp. WhatsApp, less than 4 years for WhatsApp to move from $1 to $1 billion. What is happening around us is incredible. You guys, you need to open your eyes. There's so much to see, so much to learn. Okay. So if you go online and you look at my profile, my avatar is Morpheus. And who's watched the film The Matrix? So I am Morpheus. I come and offer you something. And that's what I tell all my clients from KLM, Capital One Bank, and many other organizations. I show them the red pill and the blue pill. You can take the blue pill and you can pretend everything is fine. Or you can take the red pill and really discover how things can change. So on that note, I'd like to thank you very much. I think there's a few resources that you can basically pick up. All of these books you can pick up and read. And also, I just want to say thank you very much for listening to me. Thank you. Thank you.
What has been the hardest hurdle working with companies in trying to promote agility, and how have you been able to overcome or make people get out of their mindset whereby they don't want to get out of their comfort zone and just do agile, or no, be agile actually?
Okay, so good question. So basically, one of my greatest challenges in working with organizations around the world, helping them to become agile, is really about this mindset. Yeah, adopting this new way of working is about the behaviors that you want to see. And the mindset thing is really very, very tough for people who've been working in a specific way for 30 years or 40 years, or who've been trained and educated in the wonderful executive MBA classes in school. It's all about the mindset and the behaviors that people tend not to get. It's very hard for them to move away from telling people what to do and allowing people to discover. Giving them the vision. Give people the vision. Give them some of the what, and they'll work out the how. People are professional. They're smart. They're adults. They can work out the how. So the mindset and behavior has been one of the challenges that we experience with executives, senior managers. Well, people on the shop floor are already, yeah, we can scrum. But executives and senior managers are a little bit more. They take the time to understand. And one of the things that I show them as well is that there are lots of agile evangelists. Yeah, they talk about agile as if it's this fluffy idea. Yeah, no. I come from a business background as an entrepreneur. For me, agile is about business results. Yeah, we have to talk to executives about results. They want to see the investment. They want to see the return on investment. They want to know that what you're bringing is not this fluffy, cuddly teddy bear, making people feel good about work and all of that. No. Agile is not about just making people feel good. It's about business results. Yeah, and once you can show the results, you can either have the results in 2 or 3 years, or you can have the results every 4 weeks. When you can show the results to business people, to executives, they're more open to change. To say, you know what, maybe we should put a little money into this and see what we get. I don't want 30 million or 40 million. Just give me a few hundred. And we can turn it into something. We show you, if it doesn't work, we try something else, but we keep improving. So results really inspire executives. Yeah, but mindset and behavior is a challenge.
So I was wondering, in the last minutes of your talk, you spoke about exponential organization, but it kind of seems to me that these organizations started up, say, in the last 15 years.
Yes.
So do you think exponential organizations could have existed 20, 30, 40 years ago?
Well, I think one of the best examples, good question. One of the best examples of an exponential organization, I think, an agile organization, I think, was Ford Motors. Henry Ford said, if I ask people, yeah, I think you know this statement or this quote, if I ask people what they wanted, they would have asked for faster horses. If I ask people what they wanted, they would have asked for faster horses at a time just around the Industrial Revolution. And when he made this mechanical car, that for me, Henry Ford was one of the first few people that actually demonstrated this agility, this agile, and also this exponential thinking, because he became one of the world's first billionaires. So in one form or the other, you've had these organizations, like really special one-off organizations that have existed around the world during the last 100 years. KLM, for example, is the first commercial airline in the world. The first commercial 97-year-old airline. It's going to be 98 years old this year. And they started commercial flying, where everybody could now fly on a plane around the world and pay, buy a ticket and fly. That, for me, again, is like the Uber of yesterday. They gave the world a different, the Airbnb of yesterday. They gave the world a different way of doing things. Planes were invented, but they didn't have a way. Only rich people, very rich people, could get on a plane. But KLM commercialized it, and they became the first airline in the world to give people the opportunity of air travel.
I was in the other room just before, and I've come in here, and you know what the difference between the two rooms is? No. Grey hair. I can't see anyone with grey hair in this room, and a lot next door. I have a question, like, is agile approaches to management and that sort of thing something of the youth, and is it the young entrepreneurs moving forward that take this forward, or do you see it across the spectrum?
I see it across the spectrum. And it's really like Scrum, which is an agile, basically, practice. It's a framework. Scrum is really, young people love it. because it's got good energy. When you look at a Scrum team, a bunch of developers working with a product owner, business people and IT people working together every day, and sponsors coming to see what's going on. I find that young people really take to that way of working really quickly. I am instant messaging, communicating over platforms and all of that. So I see young people taking to that, and I see lots of gray hair people as well coming into Agile way of thinking more and more since the Harvard Business Review and Harvard and Oxford and all the other schools around the world now talking about, oh, Agile is a great thing. And then companies like Google and many others and Barclays Bank and others have been using or thinking about becoming Agile. Now I talk to many more executives who are really keen to, so what's my role in Agile? And I said, well, your role is a coach. Your role is a facilitator. Your role is to take away the impediments. They're slowing your teams down. So, and so managers say, what's my role in Agile? I say, your role in Agile is to get out of the way and help your team to succeed. So yeah, so different spectrums across board coming into this way of working. Thanks, Chris. Okay, guys, thank you very much. Applause for you. Big, massive round of applause for you guys. Thank you very much for listening.